الأول والآخر، الظاهر والباطن، first last outward inward.
Just a little bit close to you because it's
thank you. So we are talking about the names of Allah, al-awwal, al-akhir, first and last. What is first and last? This is regarding time. Okay, so first is exactly. Did he have a beginning, start? So we said he's before, right? Did he have a start? Like, did he start from somewhere? So we can say he is the beginning without start. Beginning without start. Okay, how about al-akhir, which is the... Huh? Yes, the last, which is the one who's going to stay, the one who's going to stay afterwards, which is the last, okay? And then without end. So it is beginning with no start. So we say before time without a starting point and after time without ending point. So we are contained in time. So if I may use this time thing, this is start, and this is end. We are contained, let's say my life. This is the life of a human. Starts at this point, ends at that point. So, are we contained in time, or the time contains us? So, this is from birth. Let's make it this one. Birth. And this is what? Death. Now, Allah is here. Allah is here. And he is here. You get it? Your Allah's here before, and Allah's here what? After. We probably want to make it a better way. Allah. I'm sorry. Allah. You got it? This was the regarding time. Okay, so here we go. Focus with me. We are contained in time. We appear by birth and we disappear by death. So the time contains us. Okay, suddenly we're born. We were dead before. You know that? Allah created us and then Allah created us in a state of death first. And then we were born, so we became alive. Then we die, we become dead again. Then we are given life for the day of judgment. So we become alive again. That's why in the Quran, the non-believers say to Allah, you gave us two death and two lives. Two death. Death before birth, death after birth. And two lives, which is life after birth and life after the day of judgment. So Allah was always there. To Allah, Allah is in the future now. You know that? Allah in the future now. In the past now. Okay? He's all times, he is at all times without exception. So it looks like this. Let's say I put a storyboard here. Okay? And on this storyboard, I'll show you. You were born here. You went to kindergarten, You graduate, you went to elementary school, you went into middle school, you went into blah, blah. So if I make a storyboard of your life, from birth to death, can I see it all happening together? Yeah, why? Because I can see the whole thing on the board. You got it? To Allah, this is the case. Allah sees us right now when we were born first. Okay? And He sees us right now when we end. So now to Allah, now, past, future to Allah doesn't apply. He is always there at all times. He created the time. And He gave the time the ability to age everything. So nothing will not be aged by time. Okay? And when the time ends, everybody will be, there will be nobody except Allah. So here, Allah by Himself, and here is Allah. So beginning without, who was before without start point, and after without ending point. So, is the time controlling Allah? This brings another question. We change with time, right? We change with time, right? Do Allah change? Is it possible for Allah to change? So Allah doesn't change, right? Exactly, because He's outside of time. So He does not change. The time changes, you change, I change, everything else changes. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't change. Now, this is regarding the time. Regarding the space. Regarding the space, Allah is the inward and the outward. In order to understand what we mean by the inward, let's start with the outward because it's easier. If you have a telescope, can you see the outer? The outside?
Outer space.
The outer space, if you have a telescope. Can you see the outer space? How far can you see? Depends on the power of your telescope. So if you have a telescope of power 1 to 10, then you can see that much. When the telescope becomes 1 to 100, you see more from the outside. Right? When the telescope is 1 to 1,000, you see more from the outside. When the telescope was 1 to 100,000, you see more. Okay? Where is the end? To us, our end is where the telescope can see. Okay? This is the end that we can see. However, if we have even a more magnification factor, you know, this is called magnification factor. If we have more magnification power, okay, then we see more and more and more. So you can think of the outside as something that related to the strength of the telescope. So if the telescope power is infinity, then we can keep saying we can keep seeing things. So things are going to be, we're going to be able to see a lot more when we have the telescope. So when the telescope goes to infinity, it means that we can see infinity. But do you have a telescope that is, the power of this telescope is infinity? No. So we're limited by what? By our technology, right? This is how much we can see. So we're limited by our
technology.
Okay? Right. But the heavenly, remember what we see with the telescope is the heavenly earth. I'm sorry, is the earthly heaven. Is the earthly heaven, which is the first heaven. Okay? This is the first heaven. And so Allah is outside of the most outside, which means that if you have a telescope with power of infinity, Allah is even outside of that infinity. So Allah is outside of the infinity. So Allah, the Prophet ﷺ says that the size of the first the second heaven to the first heaven is like a quarter in desert. And the size of the second heaven, the third heaven to the second heaven is like a quarter in desert. And so forth, until you reach to the seventh heaven. Then the size of the seventh heaven relative to the throne of Allah is like a quarter in the desert. That's relative to the throne of Allah. Seventh heaven relative to the throne of Allah. Okay? The throne of Allah is the biggest creation. Yes.
Are you recording?
Yes. The throne of Allah is the largest, most magnificent creation. There is no creation more powerful than the, or more bigger, or more great, or like greater than the throne of Allah. So that the seventh heaven relative to the throne of Allah is like a quarter in?
A desert.
A desert. You got it? So Allah is outside of the most outside. Outside of the most outside. And then he left. Is Allah everywhere? Is Allah everywhere? Is Allah located everywhere? No. If you say yes, then he's located in the bathroom. Or in the sewage. It's not appropriate for His Majesty to be located everywhere. There is a small girl who came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, where is Allah? So he said, Allah is in heavens. Allah is in heavens. So if somebody tells you Allah is everywhere, tell them no, because He cannot exist in dirty places. So now, how about His wisdom and knowledge? His knowledge and power is everywhere? Yes or no? He's located above the seventh heaven or outside of the most outside. So, yes or no? Allah's power and knowledge is everywhere. Yes or no? Yes. Allah's located everywhere. Yes or no?
No.
No. Good job. So, the power of the telescope will give us the most outside and the less outside of that. Between the outside and inside, Allah is leaving this space for us. But let's first learn what is the inside. If you have a microscope, not a telescope now. If we have a what?
Microscope.
Okay. If the power of this microscope is 1 to 10, then you see something. Then 1 to 20, you see more. 1 to 50, you see more. 1 to 70, you see more. 1 to 100, you see more. 1 to 1 billion, you see more. And then we're limited by the technology of our microscope. However, if you keep increasing the power of the microscope, you keep seeing more and more and more. So inside is kind of infinity as well, right? So inside is an infinity because you keep increasing the power of your microscope, you keep seeing more and more. Okay? On the other hand, you keep increasing the power of the telescope, you see more and more. So that's infinity outside of the most outside is infinity. Inside is the most inside is infinity. Between the inside and the outside, Allah gave us that space for us to have a free will, right? To write your own book. You know, everybody's writing his or her own book right now because you're 13, right? So you're already writing your own book. Not your parents writing it for you. No, you are writing your own book. You are making your own decisions. Okay? Okay? So, Allah leave us the space between the first, between the most inside to the most outside for us to have a free will and to prove ourselves worthy of Jannah. To prove ourselves worthy of Jannah. Now, there is hadith narrated by the Shia Muslims in the book of Shia for hadith. And this hadith, it says that two angels were traveling. One was going upward and the other one was going downward. One is going upward, the other one is going downward. So the one who is going upward, he said, where did you come from? He said, from Allah. And the one who's outside, the one who's going downward, he said, the one who's going upwards, ask it, the one who's going down, where did you come from? He said, I came from Allah. You see, subhanallah. So one is going down, he says, I was with Allah. And the other one is going up, he says, I was with Allah. You see, so you see, Allah is outside of the most outside and inside of the most inside. Between them is the space that Allah left for us to function, which is subject to the laws of nature and the laws of Islam. You know about Allah, power and knowledge is everywhere. You know that when you're traveling, there is a very nice dua you say. You say, Ya Allah, protect me in my travel and protect my family at home. Do you see something wonderful about this dua? Is that? Exactly. Ya Allah, be with me and protect me, and be with my family and protect my family. How could Allah be in two places at the same time? You can't ask somebody this question at all. If you ask someone, then this person is either helping you or helping your family. But help you both at the same time, that's not possible. Now, in the Day of Judgment, Allah is judging all of us at the same time. You know that? The Prophet ﷺ said that we will be looking to Allah, the good guys. You'll be looking to Allah like the moon, like you see the moon. You would see Allah like a moon, like you see the moon. And you think that Allah's talking to you only. But Allah's talking to you and to everybody at the same time. Allah doesn't need to wait, take you in order. No. Allah can do all the judgment for everyone together. Can Allah be angry and pleased at the same time?
Yeah.
Yes. For good guys, He's pleased. Let's say there's a good guy, there's a bad guy living together. So Allah is angry with the bad guy, but He's pleased with the good guy at the same time. So at the same time, Allah can laugh, can be angry, can be pleased. Got it? So depends on which person is you, Allah will be whatever is appropriate for you. Whatever is appropriate for you. Now, can we see the entire Allah in the Day of Judgment? You know the best joy in the Day of Judgment is looking at the face of who?
Allah.
That's why the people on the highest level, they get to see Allah's face very often, every day, twice every day. But the people who are not in the highest level, they get invited once in a while. So the people in the first level of Jannah, like the zero level, okay, these people get invited to see the face of Allah once every while. But they don't get to see it a lot, like the people in the second heaven or all the way up to the second floor all the way up to the last floor. Okay, the higher the floor is, the more you get to see Allah, the more often you get to see Allah. And the best pleasure in Jannah is to see Allah, or the face of Allah. What happens if the people of hellfire see the face of Allah? Yes?
All the people will be gone, and that's why Allah makes sure always sit down. Because if you look up, you're going to be able to see Allah a little bit. That would still stop their punishment, and they deserve the punishment, so they look down all the time.
Okay. The people of Jannah will be happy unless they see the people above them and the floor above them. And they don't ever get to see the floor above them. They don't. Allah does not move people from one floor to see the floor above them so that they are not jealous, basically. Okay? So now, what we are talking about here is...
So let's say that you have a family, right? So let's say that your parents are on the fourth level, and that you're on like the second level. So like, can you meet each other?
Yes, they can go down to you, but you can't go up to them.
So you can't even request to call them.
You can. They can come down to visit you. But you can't go up to visit them because this, you have to pass through several floor levels and you would probably feel jealous or something like that.
Yeah. Will you know which level
you're going to? Yes. You will know almost. You will know a lot of things. You'll be watching the history as well. That you can watch what's the history. What's the true history of this? What's the true history of that? You can watch them. Think of it like a video, like a theater, something like that, like a video recording of the history. You can get to see that, what happened in the past, and what happened after your death, what happened in this story, what happened in that story. You'll be able to see all of that. So we said that we see the face of Allah. Now, can we see, is it possible for us to see the entire Allah?
No.
No. We don't. Why? Because for us, we're limited. Allah is unlimited. Allah is infinity. Can you see the whole infinity?
No.
Do you see the whole infinity? Never. Nobody can see the whole.